It's 20 years since 10-year-old Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman went missing in Serm in Cambridgeshire. The work of a botanist, Patricia Wiltshire, was essential in linking the suspect Ian Hutley to the crime scene, the ditch near Lakenheath where the girls' bodies were discovered. She established that pollen from Huntley's shoes and his car exactly matched the type found in the ditch, and her knowledge of plants meant that she could also work out the timing of the murders by studying how nettles had been trampled. I've been talking to Patricia Wiltshire and began by asking how her study of pollen helped her to get involved in forensic cases.
I'm an ecologist, which means that I have to know a bit about all organisms, but I specialise in plants and soils, and particularly in pollen and spores. The magical thing about pollen and spores is that they can be preserved for literally thousands and thousands of years, and even millions of years, if conditions are right. They are used much in archaeology and paleoecology to work out what past environments are like, because the deeper you go down, the further back you're going in time. You can see what the place was like, what the vegetation was like, what people were eating.
So with archaeology, we're talking about tens of thousands of years. But when it comes to crime scenes, that's a much shorter time scale, isn't it? So how do those skills translate?
When I was first asked to get involved with forensic work, I didn't have a clue. And of course, what I had been doing all this time is reconstructing past environments. And I realised that all I would be doing is reconstructing a modern environment.
Now, your evidence was absolutely crucial, wasn't it, when it came to the Serm case? Just explain to us about that.
I used botany and palynology, that's the study of pollen and spores, to help with this case. When I got to the crime scene, and I was going to be into the crime scene first, with the bodies first, because of course people might spoil the evidence. They might tread on plants, they might pick up soil from the scene and so on. And when we got there, it was a long pathway and the girls were lying in a ditch. And the police said, well, we honestly don't know how the perpetrator got into that ditch, because it's a stand of nettles chest high and we can't see any dent in it at all. How on earth did he get in there? Well, I just walked along the pathway and I saw two paths. One I think had been made by animals, but another one, which is slightly stronger, I pointed out, yes, I think someone has gone in this way and possibly come out this way. And when I showed them that, we found Jessica's hair on a twig. So they knew that that was what we call the approach path, that we now know it's Huntley. He walked into that ditch twice and out twice. Then the police said, well, could you give us any idea of how long ago it happened? And yes, I could, from the plants, because if you tread on a plant, of course it responds. Its hormonal flow from the tip is interrupted, and you get the production of side branches. And by looking at the pattern of the side branches and the amount they'd grown, I was able to tell the police it was probably about 2 weeks. And I went away and did some experiments. And after 2 weeks, after photographing nettles every day, we came to the conclusion that yes, it was about 2 weeks, because the pattern of growth was exactly the same. But not only that, the plants helped, because Huntley had put the girls' clothing into a bin and tried to burn them back at the school. And lo and behold, it was covered in little bits of vegetation from where the girls had been laying, particularly from the alder trees which overhung the site.
So you were able to place Huntley at the scene?
Well, I could certainly say that the clothing had been at the scene, and he'd probably cut them off the girls and then tried to burn them, because there were so many markers from that place where the girls lay on their clothing. And then the pollen came after that.
And what would you say was the particular role of pollen in the Serm case?
I found pollen grains and spores that were characteristic of that site, and I checked other sites and they were not characteristic of those sites. One always has to eliminate. And lo and behold, there were many, many markers in terms of pollen grains and spores on Huntley's shoes and his vehicle that firmly put him in that place, not just once, but twice, because he'd been back to check on things.
What was it like for you personally to be involved in this case? It was so high profile, there was so much public sympathy because the girls were so young. You were working as a scientist, so I suppose you had to detach yourself emotionally from that.
You have to detach yourself, and you have to look at it as trying to solve puzzles for the police to help them get their man, so to speak. You have to be calm and you have to look at everything that's necessary. It wasn't very nice for me to go in to that ditch with the two girls, and I had to be there for quite a long time while the entomologist did his work and so on. It was quite hard. It was nasty. The weather was horrendous. We had enormous thunder and lightning storms, and people got quite frightened and they felt it was almost retribution, if you know what I mean. But it was really quite a tricky job.
And looking more generally at your career, you've talked, haven't you, about how your own personal experience has given you strength, because you lost your only child, didn't you, who died at the age of 19 months?
Well, yes, I did. And my feelings are always for the mothers and the fathers and the families left behind, but particularly the mothers, and particularly the mothers of little girls. I suppose that's because it's within my experience and I know what they're feeling, I know what they're going through, so I like to be able to do whatever I can to help. I mean, that sounds very noble. I'm not noble, but I do get that feeling of, oh gosh, I want to help this mother.
Patricia Wiltshire, thank you so much for talking to us.
What an insight into the SOAM investigation, 20 years on.
She's such an impressive woman, such an impressive woman.